how do we seek first the kingdom of God, and what does it look like? Right? How do we seek first the kingdom of God, and what does it look like? Well, that should cause us to flip over real quick to Matthew chapter 6 together, because right, they're quoting a passage there where Jesus says to seek first the kingdom. So let's look at the passage so we can understand the context, then to more better understand what it is that he's getting at. So if you go to Matthew 6, starting at verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Right, so now as we read that passage, I think it helps us to understand what it means then when he says, seek first the kingdom of God. He's saying, this world is anxious, and they worry about everything, right? Where they're going to get food, where they're going to get drink, where they're going to get shelter, where they're going to get clothing. And they set their minds on these things, and so they pursue these things, and they're always thinking about these things. But what does Jesus say to them? Don't be like the world. Don't think like the world. In fact, just trust God. Right? What's the best way for not being anxious? Trusting God. Right? Looking to God, seeking first the kingdom. Right? And what happens? If you seek first the kingdom, he says, all of these other things will be added to you. And so the pressures of life can worry us, but what God's telling us is my providence is good. I feed the birds, and I likewise will feed you also. And so when he says, seek first the kingdom, he's saying, live by faith in me. Right? Seek my grace in your life every day. Live in such a way that you are pressing toward the goal of the upward call. Right? Live a life devoted to me, dedicated to me. But also, I think when he says, seek first the kingdom of God, what he's also saying is priority and preference is to me as well. And so when you wake up in the morning, what are your first thoughts given to? They need to be given to me, not to all these things that you need. Rather, you give your thoughts to me. I mean, think about even how Jesus teaches us to pray. It doesn't begin with, our Father, give us our daily bread, does it? No, it begins with first three petitions about God and God's will and God's kingdom before we ask for our daily things. That's what it looks like. If you want an example of what it looks like to seek first the kingdom in your own life, that's what it looks like. Right? In something like prayer. Right, seeking the will of God first before we seek our own. Right, trusting in His providence, in His goodness, in His faithfulness. Right, giving Him priority in all these things. It also means this. I think Colossians chapter 3 describes to us what it means to seek first the kingdom. Right, Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. Right? You want to seek first the kingdom of God? Then let's devote our minds and the things we think about to God and His attributes and character and good graces and the Christian life and how we are to live in submission to His will and how we live obediently to His commands, right? That's how we seek first the kingdom. Right? We need to stop neglecting the soul. Right? What restrains us from breaking out into desire for present things is meditation upon heavenly things. You want to stop being beholden to everything on earth? Think about what's in heaven. Think about your heavenly Father. And He will loosen, right, your reign and your grip over these things. Understanding that everything here upon the earth is inferior to the kingdom of God. And so we trust Him. Right? We live by faith in Him. We listen to Him. And we believe that just as He takes care of the birds, that we who are much more valuable to Him, He will take care of also. Which also, though, means that the kingdom of God is not a place. Right? We're not walking around looking for some city with walls. We're not looking for a palace with, you know, guards all around. That's not what the kingdom of God is. What does Jesus say in Luke chapter 17? Verse 20, being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, He answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst," or within you. Right? The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. It is an inward kingdom. That's why when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we're praying, "God, set up your kingdom in my heart. Fill it with your grace and goodness and continue to extend the kingdom by bringing sinners under your rule and reign." Right? By transforming hearts. By knocking Satan off his stool there and setting up himself in our hearts instead. Right? So that's what it means. How do we seek first the kingdom? What does it look like? That's what it looks like. That's what it means.